You are listening to The War Council, Book 1 of the University Chronicles, written by Anne Shepherd, narrated by Megan Mackey, published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Inc. Copyright Anne Shepherd and Four Horsemen Publishing, Inc., 2021. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Maggie. Okay, let's get one thing straight. It's not that I feel like I have to justify myself, because I don't. I just want you to understand how this all came about, because really, it was a logical decision. Very logical. We're talking about love here. Now, many may argue that love is inherently illogical. Sweet mystery of love and all that crap. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be illogical when it comes to our relationships. There are just so many signs out there that people are straining for some sort of logic. They turn to self-help books, therapists, relationship blogs, even Goop, for God's sake. But let's face it, they're all inherently impersonal. So we turn to our friends. How many hours have we spent listening to our friends' relationship woes? How many hours have we spent pouring our hearts out to our friends about our own relationships? Hours. Many, many hours. Many, many friends. And yet, how good is that advice? I mean, really. How many times have you done something incredibly stupid just because a friend advised it? I have. I will admit it. Sometimes love makes us so crazy that we don't know how to act. And so we act stupidly. That's just my point. But what if there was a way to face love logically? Armed with a plan that had at least a modicum of logic and reason. See, that's the real problem. When we fall in love, we lose all sense of logic and reason. So where should we turn to receive advice that is logical and reasonable? To our lovesick puppies? Or to a team of experts, whose sole purpose is to be logical and reasonable when you're not capable of either? To a therapist? Or to a group of specialists who don't just listen to your problems, but become actively involved in them with you? A professional council of experts who are paid to be on your side. I'm talking about a business, a desperately needed service. Are you following me here? This idea, simple as it may seem, did not come about immediately. It evolved. But once again, it just seemed so right. Maybe it would help if I give you a little background. I suppose my background should come first. Not that I'm running around talking about myself all the time. I don't. Really. But it might clarify how I came to this idea. I was 30. There is something about turning 30 that forces a re-examination of one's life. I mean, it's the end of an era, right? Not that I really enjoyed my 20s. Most of it was the shits. Constantly growing, constantly changing, constantly figuring out what the hell I wanted to do with my life. I'm still not sure I know. Do we ever know? But I had done a lot of examining, and most of my non-career examining had to do with relationships. It started the first time I fell in love. I fell in love, in real love, real down to the cellular level love, for the first time, somewhat later than most, I suppose. I was 25. Like I said, a little late. Maybe it's better to go through it in your teens when your hormones are making you an idiot anyway. Maybe it's not. It was nice to be a little formed before the big fall because, let's face it, love fucks us up majorly. We search for it so desperately, and yet when it hits, wow, I don't think we're ready. So anyway, I was 25 and swept off my feet. God, I hate that expression. Like I'm some Cinderella obsessive or something. I'm not. Still, the phrase fits. I'm not sure we ever feel the same as we do with the first love. It was amazing. Overwhelming. Liberating. Really, I changed. Or at least I felt like I'd changed. I began to believe in myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?